pile on who? Meaning up above.
I see.
There were different people with a different culture. Now here, they developed, around Falls River, they developed to some degree a subculture among them. Now,
okay. Well, if you have time tomorrow evening, I could come by and talk with you. I'd sure be proud
well,
to talk with
suppose
you.
Well, let me meet you in town at
okay.
your hotel room.
All
and
right.
If you have the connections.
All right, that'd be fine.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be fine. Although.
Now, I'll be free Saturday.
It may be best. Yeah. All right, that'd be great.
I'll be free Saturday evening.
Yeah. I tell you, I may go to. That would be fine too, you see. Let's see, tomorrow is what, Thursday?
Tomorrow is Thursday. I'll be free Friday, as far as I know.
Okay. Would it be okay for me to talk with you Friday then, if that would be all right? I'll go over to St. Francisville tomorrow and try and try to meet some folks over there. If Friday would be all right with you, then
Friday evening.
Okay. All right.
How about you going to be doing Saturday? Now, Sunday, I'm going to be away.
Yeah.
But I will be available next week.
Yeah. If we can talk Friday or Saturday, that would be fine. I'll be sure.
I know Friday I'll be free.
Okay. All right. That'll be fine.
Now Friday morning, if it's bad weather, raining, I'll be free.
Okay. That's good.
You see, but I'll tell you what I do. In the morning, I usually get some exercise. I work around the yard. I've been trimming hedges.
Yes, sir.
Doing the work, trying to catch up. You know, you can't employ people around you anymore to work.
Yeah.
That's why I may get a gang sometime in the summer.
Yeah.
But at one time, you could get Negroes to work freely.
You got to work harder than they do to get them to work, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Well,
but if you get out your notebook and anything you wish down the when you get ready to start to talk.
Down the what?
The hill. When you crossed over the river.
Yes, sir.
Did you notice where the ferry landing was?
Yeah.
Over to your right was old Biacera.
Well,
that's rip roaring town in steamboat days. It was equal to Natchez under the hill. It was a two-gun town, you know, they traveled around with their guns in their pocket.
Yeah.
Down that was the main trading center for this section. They often did a lot of going over, crossing over there and buying mules and hardware and things of that sort. Because New Roads was not built up like it is today in San Francisville either in the early days. So they used to cross over there. Now how they crossed in there, they must have had a ferry of some sort. But I've heard my daddy say when he was a little boy, he went over there with his daddy, and that was in the 1890s. And he talked about the town. It was an all-wooden town.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he said the people, they all carried their guns in those days in their pockets. You know, it was really rough. Look at that. That's pictures taken in the parish about 71 years ago.
Yeah.
Of course, they may not mean anything, but you get some idea of the people, how they look. That was more or less the prominent people, some of the prominent people of the parish at that time. Now, this is up in the upper part of the parish.
Yeah.
That's at what you call St. Stephen's Church. That is the English-speaking section of the parish, that is. That's a Confederate memorial, you understand?
Yeah.
Now these are the prominent people, some of the prominent people of that time. More or less, they were all farmers. You know, planters, they called them at that time.
Mm-hmm.
These people. W.C. Morrison, that was Chip.